Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. One of the largest development projects in state history could be coming to St. Joseph County. A private development company called Razor 5 has been working as a middleman for an anonymous company for more than 5 months. Their work surveying land and talking with county officials could bring a development project worth $11 billion. If this project progresses, it would be right across the street from the $3 billion GM Samsung battery plant. Former Elkhart Police Chief Laura Koch was arrested Monday on a preliminary charge of operating while intoxicated. An Indiana state trooper pulled Koch over on County Road 17 as her car crossed the center line. Koch was appointed as Elkhart Police Chief back in 2014 and served in that capacity until 2016. She's currently a civilian records manager in the department. Parents of a two-week-old boy who died in May of 2022 are now facing neglect charges. An obituary identifies the child as Malachiah Fallbeck of Goshen. His parents, 38-year-old Amanda Fallbeck and 33-year-old Nick Hunsberger, are both charged with neglect resulting in death. Probable cause documents show Malachiah was found unresponsive by medics at the family's home on County Road 23. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Tests performed on the parents found meth and fentanyl in their blood. Police have identified the man they say shot and killed a 27-year-old from LaPorte Monday afternoon. Officials say 26-year-old Gavin Muhammad was arrested on the north side of Michigan City. Muhammad is accused of shooting and killing Dylan Anderson in the parking lot of the Advance Auto Parts. He's being held at the LaPorte County Jail on a $1 million cash-only bond and faces a felony murder charge. Muhammad is scheduled to appear in court on April 16th. Anyone who has information on this shooting should contact police at 219-874-3221. The Environmental Protection Agency announced its first-ever nationwide law to protect drinking water from the chemical known as PFAS. PFAS has been linked to multiple cancers, immune system issues, and development issues in children, and is often found in nonstick cookware, firefighting foams, and electronics. The new regulations will require 3 years of testing the water for PFAS, and then a 5-year time period to take corrective action if the chemical is found. According to the EPA, the new regulations will reduce exposure for over 100 million people. Officials with the town of Wakarusa say the boil water advisory there has been lifted. The advisory was issued Monday morning due to low chlorine levels. Authorities issued the advisory as a precaution. Notre Dame graduate senior center Nat Marshall has decided to enter the transfer portal. Marshall announced her decision on her Instagram page yesterday, saying, quote, "It's time for me to move on from Notre Dame," unquote. She has 1 year of eligibility left. Over her 4-year Notre Dame career, Marshall averaged 4.1 points per game and 2.7 rebounds per game. Marshall is the second Notre Dame player to enter the transfer portal this week, joining rising junior guard KK Bransford. After Tuesday night's pitcher's duel, last night's game between the South Bend Cubs and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers was anything but. The game saw 26 hits and 22 runs scored, but South Bend was on the losing end by a score of 14-8. The Cubs are now 1-4 to start the season. South Bend hopes to get in the win column for the first time at home tonight at 7:05. Pregame starts at 6:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Dylan Cease pitched 6 strong innings, and Jerickson Profar had a go-ahead double and a 2-run homer among his 3 hits for the San Diego Padres, who beat the Chicago Cubs 10-2 to take 2 of 3 in the series. Chicago has an off day before taking on Seattle tomorrow night in the Pacific Northwest. Bo Naylor and Josh Naylor delivered RBI hits in the 10th inning after the brothers connected for home runs earlier as the Cleveland Guardians rallied for a 7-6 win over the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox fall to 2-10 amid a rash of major injuries. They return home to the South Side to take on the Reds tomorrow night. Jordan Kriu scored twice, Robert Thomas had a goal and an assist, and the St. Louis Blues beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-2. Notre Dame product and South Bend native Landon Slaggart scored his first NHL goal for the Blackhawks.
Cloudy skies with rain showers today. The rain will be heavy at times with a few thunderstorms and a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.